It's not against the laws, but is it ethical? Where have we heard that one before? Yep, today you are going to get a front row seat to the latest anger around the Springbok Bomb Squad. And yes, it's courtesy of number one Springbok Bomb Squad fan, Matt Williams. Just kidding. The former Scotland head coach despises what we do. After all, this is the man who has called what Dr. Russie Erasmus does as being against the spirit of the game and discriminating against backs. The Australian also believes substitutions should only be for injuries. Yeah, that stopped being the case 30 years ago. Welcome to the 21st century, Matt. Now, Williams has had a dig at South Africa without the box even playing this time. Listen to this. We are getting so immune to this now ever since the last World Cup and South Africa started going 6-2 and 7-1. We are not even saying anything about it anymore. What brought this about? Well, in the last round of Six Nations matches, Scotland coach Gregor Townsend opted to go with a 6-2 bench split, something that we've already seen from England, France and Italy as well during this year's Six Nations. So during the match between Scotland and Ireland at Murrayfield, Finn Russell collides with teammate Darcy Graham. Russell leaves the field for a head injury assessment, or HIA. The fly half passed the test, but Townsend opted not to put him back out there. Instead, Tom Jordan moved to 10 and played there for the remainder of the match. Stafford McDowell, one of the two backs from the bench, continued to play. It ruined the game, said Williams. The Australian also says Russell's injury cost Scotland the game. Williams says that Townsend was bitten by his decision to go 6-2. Now, far be it from me to defend Matt Williams, but let me say, in this instance, he is right. It did ruin the game, but only from Scotland's point of view. So in that sense, Townsend was bitten by his decision. But to say Russell's injury cost the Scots the match is pure speculation. I suspect the Irish would have won anyway. Williams's disdain for what the Springboks do has now bled into his take on what's going on with Scotland. He has now called on World Rugby to intervene. Can you believe it? Williams says World Rugby must outlaw the 6-2 and 7-1 bench splits. But wait just a minute. In this instance, he is displeased that Scotland did not have what he calls a suitably trained fly half among the replacements. But whose fault is that? When the Springboks go 6-2 or 7-1, every position on the field is covered, even in the case of 7-1. Russie has previously spoken of moving Quagga Smith into the back line. Before you go, what? Don't forget, Quagga is a skilled former sevens player. He'll cope in the back line if it is absolutely necessary. Typically, the Springboks select a scrum half and another utility back among their bomb squad when they go 6-2. So in a typical example, it might be Kobus Reinach and Willie Leroux. Kobus covers 9, but also the wings in an emergency. Willie covers fullback, wing and fly half in an emergency. And if one of the centers goes down, Leroux could also slot in there if necessary. And if not, Pollard could move into the midfield if required. I know he's retired, but just bear with me. A player like Frans Steyn covered everything from 10 to 15. And so you see not only why the box do it, but how we do it too. They say imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And so it's great to see other international teams copying the Springbok strategy. They need to stop the world champions and they need to find a way to do so. Many are attempting to do what we do in an effort to find an edge. Cool. But if you're going to go 6-2 or even 7-1, then you still have to get the overall strategy right. You have to have the right players on the field at the start, as well as the right group to come on as replacements. I noticed last year Scott Robertson, Razor, tried a version of a bomb squad by putting Beauden Barrett on the bench instead of starting him. I don't want to sound like a soothsayer or the Monday morning quarterback, but I knew that wasn't going to work, because that's not how the bomb squad works. Let's also not forget our other friend of Springbok rugby up in the Northern Hemisphere. After the Springboks defeated Scotland on the end of year tour last year, Stephen Jones wrote a column dedicated to the monstrosity that is our bomb squad. He called for an end to what we do. He said our 6-2 and 7-1 strategies should be outlawed. Jones also wrote that there shouldn't be 8 replacements. Jones has an ally in former World Rugby chairman Bill Beaumont, who last year said, "My view is that we allow too many substitutes. I don't know if I'm looking through rose-coloured spectacles, but in years gone by, the game always opened up in the last 20 minutes, and games were often won in the last 20 minutes. Well, I noticed that England just beat France in the last 20 minutes, and Ireland had a similar manner of victory over the English very recently in the Six Nations. William says he can't believe World Rugby has not stepped in. But why would they? Their own studies have shown it's good. Our very own Professor Ross Tucker led the study on player safety. Who could have foreseen the conclusion? More replacements equals fewer injuries. That's right, because as it turns out, when you have fresher players on the field, there is less fatigue, and that means you have fewer tired players who are more susceptible to injuries, as opposed to fresher players who are not. And given that World Rugby are currently obsessed with player welfare, and in particular head injuries, as you may have noticed, there's no way they're going to reduce the number of substitutions. If anything, I can see it being expanded to 9. Imagine Russie goes 8-1. Matt Williams might require a pacemaker. So what do you think about Williams and what he has had to say here? Scotland made a selection error, and he has found a way to work us into his analysis. Does he have an axe to grind? Let me know in the comment section down below what you think. And just quickly before I go, I want to tell you about my Patreon page. I would love it if you would head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. It starts from as little as $5 per month. There are great benefits for patrons. For example, you can win yourself movie tickets, Springbok match tickets, Springbok merchandise. You can also get a quarterly Zoom call with me. I might even write you an ebook on your favorite Springbok player. It all depends on what tier you select. It starts at $5. It then goes up to $10, $25, $50, and $100. Let's call the $100 option the Elon Musk option, okay? But it's up to you. I'd be very, very grateful if you would. Why do I want you to do that? Because I would love to do this channel full time. I know that you love this channel. I know you want to support me, and I'd be very, very grateful if you did that. And if we can make it happen, guys, I'm going to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the World Cup for you with daily coverage from down under. But I'm asking you to help me to make it happen. And I will speak to you next time.